I read in 2 Kings about how it took Solomon 7 years to build the temple in Jerusalem. Given today's building techniques, it would probably only take about 7 months. I then began to realize that the number 7 is seen many times in Scripture. Many sources claim that 7 is the number of perfection, and since God is perfect, 7 is His number. Let's take a look at some of the many places that the number 7 is found in the Bible. In the book of Genesis, we read that God created the earth in 7 days. In Genesis chapter 4, verse 15, the Lord decrees that anyone who kills Cain will be punished sevenfold. In Genesis 7:2, Noah is commanded to take 7 of every clean animal into the ark. Noah also sent out the dove in 7-day intervals after the flood. There is also the 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine in Egypt, which Joseph interpreted from Pharaoh's dream. In the book of Exodus, the feast of Passover occurs for 7 days. The first reference to a week being 7 days is also found in Exodus, along with a pattern for the distribution and use of manna. In Leviticus 25, the land was to be fallow during the 7th year, so the land could have a Sabbath rest. After 7 7-year cycles, 7 times 7, there was then a year of Jubilee in the 50th year. In Joshua 6, the walls of Jericho fell on the 7th day after the Israelites marched around the city 7 times. The book of Proverbs gives us 2 examples of the number 7. Proverbs 6, verses 16 and 19 lists the 7 things that are detestable to the Lord, and Proverbs 9, verse 1 lists the 7 pillars of the house of wisdom. Daniel's prophecies about the end times are built on the number 7 and multiples of 7. There are many more references to the number 7 in the Old Testament, but now I'll move on to the New Testament, which also contains many mentions of the number 7. In Matthew chapter 15, verses 32 to 37, Jesus took 7 loaves of bread and multiplied it, and there were 7 baskets of leftover bread. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 22, Jesus says that we should forgive others not just 7 times, but 70 times 7. In Acts chapter 6, verses 3 to 6, 7 men of honest report who were filled with the Holy Spirit and with wisdom were appointed to distribute the food to the widows. In Revelation, we find references to the number 7 throughout all the book: the 7 churches of Asia, the 7 golden lampstands, the 7 spirits of God, the scroll with the 7 seals, the 7 trumpets, the 7 angels with the 7 golden bowls with the plagues, and the 7 thunders. There are many more references to the number 7 in the Bible and in Christian and Jewish tradition that I didn't even mention. I don't want to do all your Bible research for you. Isaac Newton discovered that there were 7 colors in the rainbow, and since God created the rainbow, wouldn't you just know it would stand as a symbol of His perfection? Thanks for listening. Until next time.